Well, finally, I have uploaded to iOS 5, upgraded even. Is that the right? Yeah. Upgraded, yes. And so far, I like what I see. I had a little bit of a predicament with the fact that all my apps disappeared. However, after much trial and error, and also talking to a couple of other people on Windows and not Mac, we figured out you need to make sure Windows is completely up to date, that everything is added to what it should be. Then you update iTunes, then you synchronize your phone, then you take the music and your photos off, then you resynchronize and back up, and then you run the update. Oh, and you've got to make sure that you're using a USB 2 port when you do it. For some reason, it doesn't like USB 1.1 or whatever the number is. USB 2 or above, fine, not a problem. So I did that. I got myself updated on Windows yesterday, plugged in the phone into a USB 2 port, and hey presto, everything starts uploading. One tiny, tiny downside: if you can uncheck all your apps that you don't really need at the moment that you update it, it is best to. It tried to update and put 158 apps back on without any folders. That's 16 pages. It also meant that everything that I did have didn't get updated. This is something that you need to think about as well. So folders mean nothing when you restore, because you have to restore. That's how the update works. That's how it works for me anyway. And when it put all the apps back on, they're not in folders. Final downside: even though you update it and update your phone before you run it to get all the latest updates for apps, you're going to miss some. I had 58. In layman's terms, that's an hour of Apple Store updates onto the phone. Anyway, good luck.